Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Arcata police, acting on a be-on-the-lookout alert for 63-year-old Arcata resident Eric Lundeen, arrested him on Monday night. Lundeen was booked into county jail on several felony charges, including kidnapping, burglary, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. The arrest stemmed from an interview sheriff's deputies conducted with a 61-year-old McKinleyville woman who reported that when she answered her door at just before noon on Monday, Lundeen burst in, brandished two handguns, and started screaming at the woman, stating that her son had stolen marijuana. He destroyed her television and cell phone and demanded she call her son to come to her residence. The ordeal went on as Lundeen threatened the woman with death several times and even forced her into his truck and drove to Arcata while pointing out areas where he could hide and bury her body. Lundeen eventually dropped the woman back at her residence and returned to his place in Arcata, where officers found him and arrested him. Officers recovered two loaded and stolen handguns and some controlled substances. The Board of Supervisors will honor Sergeant Jason Daniels and Deputy Sheriff Mark Peterson at today's meeting. Sergeant Daniels and Deputy Peterson responded to a report of a possible suicidal person on the Willow Creek Bridge on April 12th. Passing motorists had called 911, and when deputies reached the scene, they contacted a 21-year-old female who was threatening to jump while sitting on a ledge on the east side of the bridge, more than 75 feet above Willow Creek. Deputy Peterson initiated contact with the woman, who told him she was a mother of two and married and wanted to jump. Sergeant Daniels, a trained crisis negotiator, arrived on scene, and for the next 90 minutes, the two men talked with the woman until the moment the woman leaned close enough to Sergeant Daniels and he was able to pull her to safety. The supervisors issued proclamations honoring Peterson and Daniels for their heroic efforts in a time of crisis. The supervisors also recognized and proclaimed this week National Crime Victims Awareness Week. The board will recognize the DA's Office of Victim Witness and the work they have done in supporting the victims of crime over the past 30 years. The Sexual Assault and Felony Enforcement Task Force in Mendocino County conducted a compliance sweep of the more than 290 registered sex offenders with residences listed in the county. The task force arrested 7 people during the sweep, not all of them related to their status as sexual offenders. One man, 28-year-old Matthew Zuffinetti of Laytonville, was arrested for possession of an assault weapon, possession of a loaded firearm in a vehicle, possession of a high-capacity magazine, and probation violations. Others were arrested for violations of parole and probation, including possession of controlled substances and not properly registering their current addresses. The District Attorney's Office and the DA's Office of Victim Witness will hold a candlelight vigil on Thursday the 25th at the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center from 6 until 7:30 p.m. The annual candlelight vigil is held to honor the victims of crime and to remind them of the community support they have. This week marks National Crime Victims' Rights Week, and this is the 6th annual vigil held locally. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. For more on the county's homeless problem, here's Dan Squire.
With the announcement by the city of Eureka that it will clear out encampments near the Bayshore Mall over the coming weeks, the issue of where people live when they have no place to go jumps back to the front page. But the county has to deal with the transient population as well. Sheriff Mike Downey deals with the situation by beefing up deputy patrols in areas where transients gather.
So what I try to do, is, especially during the summer months, the higher peak times, is I try to do some operational periods. We've done it more in Garberville, a few times in Willow Creek, where we put a number of officers downtown.
Downey went on to point out that it's less a law enforcement activity than it is one of public assistance.
But our stance is not to be heavy-handed, but our stance is to offer assistance. Can I help you with something? When you have a presence like that, those that are doing things that are not, say, in the norm of society for that area, they tend to move on.
Eureka city leaders point to the illegal encampments within city limits as a public nuisance that directly affects the quality of life for residents.
And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.